love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salam wa ala sayyid al mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'audhu billahi min shaitan rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Rasulullah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah.
As-salatu was-salamu alayki ya Nabiyallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah.
MashaAllah. Viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to our special series of programs, Our Role Model. And you heard a voice in the background, didn't you? So that's telling you that I'm not on my own. But before I introduce the guest, a little bit about the program today. And in this special series of programs, Our Role Model, we're going to learn about him as an ideal role model. How he was as a child, how he was as an adult, how he was as a parent, how he was as a friend, how he was as a leader. And inshallah, much more we're going to learn during this program. But before we begin today's episode, inshallah, we're going to give you a blessing of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reported to have said that if a person recites Durood e Pak 100 times a day, Allah azza wa jal will fulfill 100 of his needs. 70 of them will be regarding the hereafter and 30 of them of this world. So please make a habit of reciting Durood e Pak upon the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we said it many times before, who knows that one extra Durood e Pak that you recite today might make all the difference on the day of judgment. Views on the channel. Today the topic we are talking about is the blessed childhood of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And unlike any other childhood, this childhood was very, very unique. And I said to Harun Bhai that when he came, he said, let me set up, I'll get everything set up. And I said to him, okay, you set everything up and I'll carry on talking. But as soon as I see you put your head up, I know that you're ready. So he's put his head up now. So alhamdulillah, without further ado, I'm going to go over to Arun Bhai. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah.
Gee, the topic today, Arun Bhai.
The topic today,
unique topic.
It is a unique topic and it's a very important topic because we can understand the background as well. Khalid Bhai, Allah Azza wa Jal says that I was a hidden treasure and I wanted to be known. And therefore, Allah Azza wa Jal, the creator of the heavens and the earth, first created the Noor of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That Noor remained in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal for thousands, millions of years. Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. And then from that Noor, Allah Azza wa Jal created everything else. Now, when Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was in Jannah, even then, do you know what the haq mehr was? When Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was born from the rib of Sayyidina, left side rib of Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, and the haq mehr was Durood e Pak upon
Nabi Kareem.
I can go behind, I can go earlier than that as well, because Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was sent to the earth. We know that the Anbiya Ikram, the Prophets of Allah azza wa jal, are free from any defect. But he repented in the court of Allah azza wa jal, and after 300 years, suddenly he remembered something. He remembered that when Allah azza wa jal created me, and he was a big statue, the scholars say he was huge, and the spirit was blown into me, and I lifted my head and looked at the arsh of Allah azza wa jal, I saw on the La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu
Akbar. And so after 300 years, and Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam came in the Indian subcontinent somewhere, Hazrat Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha was in Jeddah, and they came together eventually, but he remembered that there was a great hasti that was mentioned with the name of Allah azza wa jal. He said, Ya Allah, by the wasila of that beloved whose name was joined to your name, please forgive me. And Allah azza wa jal blessed him even more. So that was the earliest part. Then the nikah, and then Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam blessed the earth and his progeny started to expand. When the angels were asked to prostrate to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, that prostration was the scholars write to the Noor of Aqa Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was in
Allah
the forehead of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. And that Noor passed to Hazrat Shif alayhi salam. And at the time that Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was departing from this world, the advice he gave to Hazrat Shif alayhi salam was that whatever happens, whatever you need, whenever you're in difficulty, this is the name that you've got to take. Allah, this is the name that I saw on the arsh of Allah azza wa jal. And then over time, this Noor passed, and the generations spread out, Khalid Bhai. So you had from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam hundreds and thousands of children and progeny and different lines, but maintained within the middle of it was this nur which passed through
from
the prophet and the pious people all the way through thousands of years, millions of years, whatever time that we've been on. And that nur-e mubarak was the nur of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then that nur-e mubarak came to Hazrat Abdul Muttalib, and from him to Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala, the father of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was very beautiful, who had an aura around him. And I was reading, Khalid Bhai, that, you know, when he used to walk, women used to look at him, and everybody, all these women wanted to marry him. And he had this special nur about him. And then Allah Azza wa Jal blessed the universe and blessed the world with the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But that wasn't it, because every single prophet in that line gave the glad tidings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival. Now, so alhamdulillah, we celebrate the Milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we're not alone in this, because Hazrat Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam mentioned the arrival of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Milad is mentioning the arrival into this world of Akhar Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this actually started, these celebrations started from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam through to, you know, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, all the great prophets, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. I mean, what can I say about Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam? Let me quote to you in a hadith of Mubarak, and I'm just setting the scene. I know that our child is,
no,
our topic is a child.
I'm enjoying this.
Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he says that having read his sacred book, the Torah, the Torah, he humbly says in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, Ya Allah, I have read in the Torah about an ummah that will appear at the end of time, will surpass every other ummah.
Allah.
Ya Allah, make that ummah my ummah. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, O Musa, that is the ummah of my Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, he was very determined. He said, Ya Allah, I've read in the Torah about such an ummah that will pray to Allah Almighty, will pray to you, and their prayers will be answered. Ya Allah, make that ummah, ummah, my ummah. And Allah Azza wa Jal said, that is the ummah of my Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I've read in the Torah that there will be an ummah who will remain protected in the hearts, who will have a book, and that book will remain in their hearts, and they will recite it from memory. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make that ummah my ummah.
Allah.
And again the reply comes, Ki Musa, that is the ummah of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He carries on, he says, O creator of mine, I have read in the Torah about an ummah that will give sadaqah, charity to their relatives and will be rewarded for it. Make that ummah my ummah. And the reply comes, that is the ummah of my Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this one I particularly like. Ya Allah, I've read in the Torah about an ummah, when it makes an intention of performing a good deed, not actually doing it, but makes an intention of performing a good deed, then that ummah will be granted one good deed just for making the intention.
Allah,
and if they perform the deed,
Allah,
they will be granted 10 deeds. Allah. Ya Allah, make that ummah my ummah. And the reply comes back, that is the ummah of my Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's quite a long hadith, Mubarakah.
Just there though, even if you just ponder there before you go on to the next part, it makes you realize how fortunate we are to be part of the ummah.
Badi kismat hamari hai ki ummat mein tumhari.
That the prophets, you know, they used to do dua that this ummah that we are
Allah
in,
Allah,
be their ummah, and yet how much do we, you know, care about this, the fact that we are blessed.
And
I think sometimes we take it for granted that we have this iman, but we don't value it. That we don't realize that the prophets of the past, they would do dua that make that ummah my ummah, make me amongst that ummah. But we are, you know, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam did dua to be amongst the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will come back, and these duas were accepted. This is how great a status we are, if only we realize.
I mean, the next one is, Ya Allah, I have read in the Torah that there is an ummah that when they make an intention to commit a wrong, because in the old ummah, when they had the wrong intentions, they got bad deeds. Ya Allah, I've read that there is an ummah who even makes the intention to commit a sin will not be recorded for them. But if they commit the sin, then only one sin is recorded for them.
Allah.
Ya Allah, make that ummah my ummah. And the reply comes back, that is the ummah of my Habib Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, at the end of this hadith mubarakah, and it's quoted in Dalail al-Nubuwwah, hadith number 31, and it says this, that at the end, Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam puts down the Torah Sharif, and says, Ya Allah, if you cannot make that ummat my ummat, then make me an ummati of your beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the reason I wanted to quote that was this mention of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is, you know, thousands of years before. But what is it mentioning? It's mentioning the milad of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An ummat will arrive, a Habib will arrive, and it's the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, it mentions the milad-e-paak of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessing this earth was amazing, because even before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed the world, we know that for example, Surah Fil, when Abraha came, what had happened is somebody had, he learned, he was a king, and he learned that the Arabs and certain people, they honor and respect this place called the Kaaba, and they hold it in high esteem and they circumambulate it. So what I'll do is I'll create my own. So he created his own, and he invited people towards it. And one of the Arab Bedouins went, and what he did was he desecrated it. So Abraha became furious. So he said, right, I'm going to knock this Kaaba down. And he had an army of elephants. So he's coming with the army of elephants. And when he gets to the outskirts of Mecca, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu, his camels are there. So he confiscates them. So he comes out, and he's the leader of the Quraysh. So this is beautiful. He comes out and he goes to Abraha. And Abraha is expecting him to say, well, you know, don't do this, protect the people. He says, can I have my camels back? And he says, I expected you to actually say, you know, don't do this or don't do that. And, you know, I'm going to take down the house that you call the house of Allah. And yet you're worried about your camels. He says, listen, the camels are mine. Give those back to me. The house is Allah's. He will protect it.
Allah.
And secretly what he'd done is he had made a dua. Ya Allah, you protect the Kaaba. And that's when the Ababils were sent with tiny stones, which were baked, the scholars say, in the fire of hell. And when they were dropped on them, this was a huge army of elephants with people armored on them. And the scholars say that the stone, even though it's a small bird, Ababil is a very small bird. And it's very small stones, but they went through there and went all
the
way through. And the Quran says that the Kaya Huwa Bus is the translation that Allah Hazrat does, but it was like they were just completely wiped out. It was like you destroy a field and then it rains and it leaves it mushy. It was like that, completely gone. And the Sahaba Ikram say for years after, we could see the bones of all the animals that were there. And this was the wasilah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know that when Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed this world, Hazrat Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha says that a light shone that lit up the palaces of Syria. Now, we can't light up the palaces of Syria, but we can light our homes up, can't we? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So that's what we do. And there was another riwayat that I was listening to, actually, where a Jewish person, he said that I know that the final messenger has arrived. And they asked him, how do you know? And he says, because there is a special star in the sky that signals it. And this star has appeared from nowhere. I know my sky. I know where the stars are. This star has appeared from nowhere. Allah. And then there's that famous hadith in Mubarakah where Hazrat Jibreel Amin comes with three flags. One on the top of the Kaaba, one in the east, and one in the west. Allah. And exactly, look, lights, flags, that's what we've got. Alhamdulillah.
Viewers of Madri Channel, you're watching our role model, and alhamdulillah, today we're talking about the blessed childhood of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu alayhi wa Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, when the month of Rabiul Awal arrives, you see a lot of people, they start to feel a bit more happy, feel more relaxed. The reason is that this is the month in which the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was born. The scholars have written books and books on the fada'il, on the blessings of celebrating Milad, Maulud of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And one of the reasons is why Dawat Islami holds ijtima'ats, gatherings, so that people can come and learn about the beautiful seerah of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Many people who have come into Dawat Islami, they will tell you that one of the reasons why they came into the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami is when they attended the Milad gatherings of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and also when they were celebrating that exact time, Subh-e Bahara, in which the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was born. Many people, alhamdulillah, have witnessed many, many beautiful things. In one case, an Islamic brother says that I saw there was so much nur light amongst the gathering, subhanallah azza wa jal, which illuminated the whole place. And the Islam brother says that that was a life-changing event for me, that from that day on, alhamdulillah, I changed my life. Maybe this year could be the life-changing event, this Milad gathering that when we go to in our locality, could be that night that our destiny awakes and we see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we can change our lives for the better. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Mashallah, a small package there from Hafiz Rafaqat al-Tariq. Today we're talking about the blessed childhood of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And so far we've just leading up to the actual blessed birth of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We heard about the events that took place before that, how the Prophet of Allah, how the prophets did dua that they could be amongst the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And so this Milad is something, as Harun Bhai said, has been celebrated from the beginning of time, that Sayyidina Hazrat Adam al-Islam celebrated it, and all of the prophets did dua that they be amongst, that this ummah, this blessed ummah be their ummah. And yet, alhamdulillah, we are in that blessed ummah. We are the fortunate ones, we are the lucky ones, if only we realize. G. Harun Bhai.
I just remembered in relation to Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas, the uncle of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that I knew that my nephew was something special. And he says, because I used to see him in the cradle, and wherever his finger went, the moon used to go that way as well. And so this is how amazing, So, you know, like you have children, you give them something to keep
to play with.
To play with. Well, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the great, you know, Hazrat Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, his stature, you know, and he says that I knew my nephew was something special because I knew he was playing with the moon, subhanallah. And this was, you know.
It said that the angels used to rock the cradle of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst the cradle was being rocked by the angels, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to put his finger up in the air.
Allah.
And the moon used to follow him, you know, as we do that. Allah Akbar.
Subhanallah. And you know, in that early time, it was the custom of the Arabs to send them, because Arab was a trade route. So you had a lot of people passing. And I saw this in, I think, Malaysia when I went many years ago, that they have a rule where the residents, nationals, can't live within a certain mile radius of Kuala Lumpur, because they say that it corrupts the children.
Sure.
And so in those times, it was the custom of the Arabs, because Mecca was a trade route and a lot of caravans passed and everything else, to give the children that pure upbringing. They used to send them out to foster children. Now, when the foster mothers, and there was a season for this, and when foster mothers used to come, and Hazrat Halima Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anha, her kismet shone on her, and she was one of those who came. And the scholars write that when she came, she had a ride that wasn't very fast, a camel or something else. And then she, all the others, what the women used to do is try and go to rich households.
Gee.
Try and go to households where, you know, there were both parents were alive and they were wealthy.
And they were wealthy, and obviously, and they so can benefit from
they
that because
they
were paid for this.
So Hazrat Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha is blessed by going to the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, at that time, maybe it was just a pure inspiration on her part that she takes a double orphan, because Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's walid sahab, you know, radiallahu ta'ala anha, had left this world before he was born. Hazrat Amna radiallahu ta'ala anha left when he was very young as well. She was there at the early age, but then she left, I think it was the age of 6 or 7, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they were on the journey to go see some relatives. And when they came back at the Maqam-e Abwa, Hazrat Maisaba radiallahu ta'ala anha left this world. And but at that age, he was an orphan from the father's side. Now, she takes him, and on the way back, the scholars write that her ride, which is at the back, was now leading a whole caravan. But when she gets home, and this is the bit I love, honestly, it's brilliant, because a few days go by, and the neighbors come and knock on the door, because she's supposed to be poor. And they say, why are you lighting a light every night in your house? We can see light shining in your house. And you know, why is that? How is that? And where have you got the money from? And she says, I've got no candles, I've got nothing else. They didn't have electricity in those days, but I've got no candles. I've not got any oil in the lamp. It's just the beautiful face of this Allah, child that I've
Allah,
got.
Allah.
And that is the Bachpan Mubarak. And then Nabi Akreem Salim.
Even the goats that were there, they started to give more milk. The actual animal that they traveled on was a weak animal. It became stronger and became more, you know, energetic and traveled there. And all of these blessings went with the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he went into there. And that was part, like you said, it was part of the upbringing that they had. That they wanted them to have purer air, to be out in the environment. And that tarbiyah, that, you know, even at that age, that tarbiyah was very important. And it said that, you know, that when the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to go out and people were playing, he wouldn't play with the children. You know, and a voice used to be heard that you've not been created to play. And even his blessed childhood, everything about him was such an amazing thing.
I think it was Shifa Sharif by Qazi Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi, where I read that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was at that early age of childhood, if anybody fell ill, then they used to give him anything left over from the food of Akha Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they used to bring him to, and the child used to heal and get well. And this was just, you know, being near the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the childhood of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was full of miracles as well. I mean, a lot of people think that when Akha Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced the blessed prophethood, that's when the miracles started. They didn't actually. These miracles, not only, you'd be surprised, not only started in the childhood, these miracles had been happening for thousands of years, because even the non-Muslims at that time, and we know from the glorious Quran, they were praying by the wasila of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when they raised their hands, they said, Ya Allah, by the final prophet you're going to send, accept our du'as,
Allah,
and their du'as
Allah,
were being accepted.
Allah, Allah.
So how fortunate are we to be in the ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
That's the important thing, isn't it, Harun, by that we need to realize how fortunate we
Allah,
are.
Allah.
How lucky we are. And you know, when we have these Milad gatherings and we talk about, you know, how perfect, how unique the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, and how lucky we are, how fortunate we are to be amongst the ummah, sacrifices that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made for us. And it really, you know, it made me think that, you know, what am I doing? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every prophet has been given a dua. Whatever dua you recite, it will be accepted. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that every prophet made their dua on this dunya. I saved it.
Allahu Akbar.
I saved that dua. I'm not going to make that dua, and I'm going to make it on the day of the judgment. And that dua will be, Ya Allah, forgive my ummah.
Allah, Allah.
Ya Allah, forgive my ummah. Ya Allah, forgive my ummah.
If we put it into context, Khalid Bey, Allah Azzajal created this universe for the beloved Habib, the Anbiya Ikram, the prophets and messengers of Allah Azzajal, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam started to make the announcement. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam even gave us the name, Ismuhu Ahmad. You know, our ruh is created, we're in Alamul Arwah, we're in the realm of the souls, and then at an appointed time, Allah sends us to our mother's stomach. Now, we didn't decide where we were going to be born.
No.
We could have been born on the plains of Africa, we could have been anywhere in the world.
Yeah?
We could have been in any ummah. There's 7.9 billion people in the world, and Allah blessed us with being in the ummah of his beloved Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Khalid, all our life we spend in prostration, just thanking Allah for this one ne'mat.
It's true.
We could never do it.
Without
because,
doubt.
You know, and this is why I say, badi kismat hamari hai, ki ummat mein tumhari hai.
Allah.
Bharosa deen aur duniya mein tumhara ya Rasulullah. And this is why the Ashikane Rasul, when it comes to this time, they are almost beside themselves, because they're celebrating the Milad. But you know, the truth is that they're celebrating their kismet as well.
They're celebrating their luck as well.
I didn't deserve to be here. You know, who am I? I'm nothing. And I'm in the ummah of the beloved Habib, Allahu Akbar. We don't deserve that.
We don't deserve
it. It's just a blessing. Allah and his Habib has blessed us. And this is the beauty. And you know, the Ashikane Rasul, this is why this month brings it out. A lot of people, they look at it in that angle, and that's a good angle, we're celebrating the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But another angle is,
also celebrating
actually,
how lucky we are,
how fortunate we are that the mercy of Allah Azzajal comes, and we're here, and we're in the middle of that mercy, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And then we're given the fortune of showing our happiness, alhamdulillah. So we decorate our homes, we have mehfil and milad.
This is on the channel, you're watching Our Role or Model, and we're talking today about, obviously, the blessed birth of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his childhood, and hopefully we can learn something from that. But we're going to go to a small break now. We've got a kalam of the day, inshallah. Stay tuned with us, and inshallah, when we come back, we've got some more Madani pearls with regards to the childhood of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Har taraf hai sala a gaye Mustafa, a gaye Mustafa, a gaye. marhaba, marhaba, marhaba. Aane wala hai wo pyara, dono alam ka sahara. Aane wala hai wo pyara, dono alam ka sahara. Kaabe ka chamka sitara, kaabe ka chamka sitara. Aamade shahe arab hai.
Marhaba,
marhaba, marhaba. سردار کی آمد
مرحبا
سالار کی آمد
مرحبا
مختار کی آمد
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا آقا کی آمد مرحبا 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 داتا کی آمد مرحبا آمد مصطفیٰ مرحبا مرحبا احمد مجتبی مرحبا مرحبا یا شفیع الورا مرحبا مرحبا یا شفیع الورا مرحبا مرحبا ختم الانبیاء مرحبا مرحبا یا رسول خدا مرحبا مرحبا جان تم پر فدا مرحبا مرحبا آئے شمس الضحا مرحبا مرحبا آئے شمس الضحا مرحبا مرحبا شاہ بدر الدجا مرحبا مرحبا آئے پیارے نبی ہر طرف تھی خوشی چار سو شور تھا مرحبا مرحبا ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی ہوا مہکی مہکی فضا ٹھنڈی ٹھنڈی ہوا مہکی مہکی فضا گنگناتی سبا مرحبا مرحبا ابر رحمت اٹھا اور برسنے لگا ابر رحمت اٹھا اور برسنے لگا کیف سا چھا گیا مرحبا مرحبا عید میلاد ہے کس قدر شاد ہے عید میلاد ہے کس قدر شاد ہے قلب عطار کا مرحبا مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا
آمد مرحبا 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 داتا کی آمد مرحبا
سرکار کی آمد
مرحبا
سردار کی آمد
مرحبا
سالار کی آمد
مرحبا
مختار کی آمد
مرحبا
مرحبا
مرحبا مرحبا آقا کی آمد مرحبا 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 داتا کی آمد مرحبا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. Viewers of Madri Channel, you're watching our role models. We talk about the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how he was a role model for all of us. Not just a role model for the community and the people that were there 1400 years ago, but a role model for us today, a role model for us tomorrow, and a role model from now until the day of judgment. And it is upon us to realize how fortunate we are, and as Harun Bhai was mentioning early on, how fortunate that we are to be amongst the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The prophets of the past would do dua that this beautiful ummah could be theirs, and we are on that. If only we realize how fortunate we are. I'm going to mention an event that took place in the childhood of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's quite unique, and we'll understand the status of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a beautiful book that I would advise everybody to have. And it's called Sirat-e-Mustafa, and it's a book that's also published by Dawat Islami in English, The Blessed Sirah of the Blessed Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You can go online and download this book completely free of charge. You can get it in the hard book, but you can also download it completely free of charge. And if you read that book, inshaAllah, every page of that is written in such a beautiful way that one, you will understand the status of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But at the same time, every page will inshaAllah instill love inside you with regards to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Harun Bhai mentioned earlier on, there was a time in the childhood of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he was taken out. You know, Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha, she took him, and they lived in the wilderness outside. And this was supposed to be the practice of the time. It was good for them, the fresh air and time. And one day when they were outside the house, one of the other sons of Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha, his name was Dumara. He came running at home. He came running and he was panting. And when he came home, he was shivering, and he informed his mother that something terrible had happened. He said to his mother that three men dressed in brilliant white had made Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lie on his back, and they cut open his blessed chest. And when he saw this, the child saw this, he was scared and he ran home to come and tell his parents. Listening to this, Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha, she can understand the predicament that she was in. She panicked. And her and her husband rushed out to the jungle. And they reached the jungle and they saw that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting there. And they asked him, "Son, what has happened? What is the matter? What has happened to you?" He replied that three men dressed in brilliant white came, and they had very clean clothing, and they came to me. They made me lie on my back. They cut open my chest. Listen to this, viewers of the channel. They cut open my chest. They brought out something from it, threw it away, put something else in it, and stitched up the cut. But I did not feel a single thing. Now, when Halima radiallahu anha heard this and her husband heard this, they were frightened by the incident. And the husband said to her that, "Halima radiallahu anha, I fear that he is perhaps under the influence of a jinn. Therefore, you should immediately take him back to his family." Hence, fearing that she would be no longer able to take care of him properly, Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha went back to Makkah Sharif. And when she brought him to the home of Sayyidina Amira radiallahu anha and asked him, she asked him, "Oh Halima, you took my son with you very keenly. Why have you brought him back so quickly?" And Sayyidina Halima radiallahu anha, she related the whole incident, and she said that, "I'm scared that maybe this child has been influenced by a jinn." Amira radiallahu anha replied, "By Allah, no jinn and devil can have any influence on him.
Allah.
My son is very great." Sayyidina Amina radiallahu anha then told the amazing things that occurred during pregnancy and at the time of birth, removing the fear of Halima Sadia, who then returned to the village with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah.
Allah. And again, the scholars have wrote that this happened, the opening of the chest, the splitting of the chest, happened four times in the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and each one of them was significant. And time, inshallah, if it permits, we'll talk about it a little bit later. But each one of these events was significant, and this particular one was to take out from that child that, you know, child have that naughtiness inside them, that the mischievous side of it, that was taken out of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Noor was filled in as well. So this is again one of the miracles in the life of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he performed miracles, but he himself, miracles were performed upon him, where you can imagine your chest being split open, your chest being sewn back up, something being taken out, sewn back up, and not feeling a single thing. This again is the blessing of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ji Harun bhai,
you
sorry.
No, that's beautiful. As Aka Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was growing up, it's in Madarij al-Nubuwah. And what it says is this, that Hazrat Imam Abdul Marozi rahmatullah alayhi says, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was 2 months old when they started to crawl. Other children, it's a long way down. When Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 3 months old, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was standing up. When Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 4 months old, Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to walk by placing their hand Mubarak on the wall. And when Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 5 months old, he had the ability and the strength to walk. At 6 months, he walked fast. At 7 months, he ran properly in every direction. And at 8 months, he could speak clearly in such a way that everybody could understand him. And when at 9 months, he became extremely eloquent. At 10 months, he excelled in archery. And he used to say, "Oh nafs, may Allah grant you goodness. I am the son of Abdul Muttalib." In the very days people asked Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who you are, he would reply, "I am the strongest of the Arabs in terms of archery. I am the bravest in terms of religion. I am the most exalted Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib."
Aye.
At the age of 10 months, Allah.
Again, the blessed child with the blessed, you know, the virtues that were plussed onto the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now we've just got a little package, a very small package about Milad and Dawat Islam. This is your Dawat Islam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah has sent his prophets to humanity.
The blessed month of Rabiul Awwal is here, and in this blessed month, the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spend their time remembering the beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The remembrance and zikr of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on this earth as well as the skies. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his remembrance is done by the human beings as well as all of the angels and all of the jinns, in fact the entire creation. Stones as well as the trees have done the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who do the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are present around the whole world. And globally, his remembrance is done by the entire creation. If we take this example, that the adhan of Fajr starts from one corner of the world and is called out until the last corner of the world. And then the Fajr adhan is still being called out, and in one place the adhan of Zuhr will start. This way, the remembrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his testimony of him being the last Rasul and him being a prophet, is called out in every adhan and hence being recited all of the time. Same is the case in the Quranic recitation. Holy Quran is recited continuously around the entire world by millions of Muslims at the same time. The Quran, it contains the beautiful zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and is continuously done all of the time from many Quranic reciters as well. The glory of the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the form of durood, salawat, is also made by millions of Muslims all around the world at the very same time. Moreover, let's for instance assume that no human being is sending durood and salam on the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we know surely that the angels, the innocent angels of Allah Ta'ala, they are sending durood. They are sending salawat upon the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continuously at every moment. And these angels are present from the depths of the earth until the arsh of Allah. The blessed name of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is even written on the arsh and the kursi. His name is written on Sidratul Muntaha. It is written on the leaves of the trees of paradise. It is even written on the palaces of paradise. All of the Anbiya and Rusul alayhim as-salam, they kept on doing his remembrance throughout their life, and they kept taking promises from their ummahs to accept Iman on the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his remembrance. The remembrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is even present in every divinely revealed book. When it comes to biographies, the largest number of biographies written is about the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When it comes to excellence, the largest number of books in the world have been written regarding the excellence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When it comes to poetry, the largest collection of poetry in the history of the world have been written in the remembrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It is the zikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam which is found in the largest number of languages. So my dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, the remembrance of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam is made by all the creation in this month and in all the other months. I encourage you all to spend this month and your entire life remembering our beloved and last Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Viewers of my channel, you're watching our role model, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam. In today's program, we're talking about the blessed childhood.
There is one element, Khalbay, where, you know, we can learn a lot, especially the youngsters. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's character mubarak, from an early age, we know that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is on the best of characters, innaka la ala khulqin azim. But from that early age, the scholars write that Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always polite. Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always courteous, was always helping, was always, you know, the person that everybody was attracted to because the character of Mubarak was so beautiful. And that's a lesson for our youngsters, because today, you know, you see a little kid, 6-7 year old, yeah? And you just look at him for, you know, and you might be looking at him, it looks like my son. What are you looking at? Okay. We've got that sort of character where we're trained wrongly. And for the youngsters, especially the teenagers, when you look at the Seerah Mubarakah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, the people of Makkah, you know, his character was so amazing that they called him Sadiqul Amin even before Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had announced prophethood, and they were referring to him as the most honest, the most trustworthy, the best. Mm-hmm. And that was because of the beautiful character. What the scholars write also is when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam invited people to Islam, the greatest dalil, the greatest piece of evidence Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave was that, look at my character, I've spent 40 years of my life with you. Mm-hmm. I am the Prophet of Allah azza wa jal. And the evidence was, my beautiful character. And that is, you know, even if we can get one iota of that amazing character, it would change and reform our lives. And, you know, from our kind of, we live a different life, you see. We've got to be Mr. Hardman. And there's something very interesting. When it comes to namaz, when it comes to the Quran, when it comes to, you know, fasting, we want to learn from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is very important for all of us, including the viewers of Madni channel, that we look towards the Almighty Quran, we look to the books, yeah? That for my dini work, so the madani work, you know, I'm looking at the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm looking at the glorious Quran. But when it comes to my life, I'm looking at businessmen.
Yeah.
I'm looking at how people...
Other role models.
Other role models, yeah? That's not right. Why? Because the life of Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a complete guide for every element. You take the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam blessed business, because Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did business. So if you want to do business, you don't have to copy a tajir, a businessman. You copy the best of creation sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You won't be successful if you copy the best businessman, but you will be successful if you copy Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that goes with every, you know, walk of life, every sphere of life, everything in your life. If, what the problem we have sometimes is we look outside for role models. We shouldn't. Whenever you want an example, you look back at Nabi Kareem.
You know, I think that generally the Muslims generally feel, what's the word, an inferiority complex.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they've got this inferiority complex that we haven't got these role models. And so they're looking here and there for role models, and they don't realize that, you know, you just mentioned during the break, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, what a great role model, yeah? A perfect example of someone, how to love the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We know it is a part of our iman to love, but he was a great example of how to love. And if we go back through every generation, there are role models there. But I feel Muslims, I was going to say our youth, I think generally all of us, all of the Muslims in general feel that we don't have this rich heritage, but we do. We have such a great rich heritage of ideal role models going back to the best role model. But if only we realize, and you touched upon it there, the fact that you know, the tarbiyat of the children, bringing up the children at that young age. Whereas we don't think it important. We don't consider it. We think, he's only a kid. Yes, he'll sort himself out. But we don't realize that, you know, unless you know, a small tree, that when the tree is small, that they kind of like make the branches go this way or this way. If you don't at that age, it's going to go in one direction. It's going to stay in that direction. So the sooner you can, you know, straighten the branch, so to speak, or put it in the right direction, the better.
And the scholars say that if you want your kids, because especially in this society, it's very difficult with children and a lot of parents are struggling. But the one key ingredient they say is if you want your kids, your children, to be on the straight and narrow, to be protected for everything, whatever you teach them, because we teach them a lot, you know, you teach them English, math, this, that, and the other, etiquette, everything else, yeah? Teach them and instill in their heart the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This one thing will always protect them and keep them on the right path.
But that's why we're saying that during this month, Harun Bhai, this is a golden opportunity. You see, you know, a lot of the elders going to the Milad Mehfils, but they need to take the children with them as well. Okay. Take the children with them there, because, you know, you know my quality of Urdu, it's not very good. But you know, like when you go there and there's a Naat on, and you'll understand some of it, explain it to the youngsters, whatever little you understand. You're talking about, you know, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat. You know, even people that are educated probably don't know or understand the depths of the poetry of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, but whatever they can understand, they should teach that to the children. And by going to these gatherings and understanding, then there's tarbiyat going on, there's bihans going on, this is happening, inshallah. And all of these are part of the tarbiyat of that child to instill the love in that child.
And you know, at home, we play the Naat of Ala Hazrat. Well, Al-Hazrat was a genius. So he wrote the complex naats in four languages and everything else, yeah? But he also wrote the simple naats as well. Yes. I mean, that is simple, yeah? Everybody can understand that. So if that's playing...
I can just about.
Yeah? So, you know, for the kids, yeah, the point is, when you're at home, if you play those naats that the kids can understand, yeah? And Al-Hazrat was just a genius throughout. I mean, you know, we were talking about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's Bachpan Mubarak and all the bahars and all the beauty of it and all the incidents that happened. And Allah sums it up. He says, Allah, Allah, wo bachpane ki pavan, us khuda bahati surat pe laku salam. And he sums it up so beautifully. I just wanted to mention one last waqia in relation to Aka Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's childhood.
You have to be quick.
There was a caravan. People used to go to business. And they used to pass through Syria. And in Syria, there was a monk by the name of Burhara. And he had a monastery. Now, he was actually, the scholars write, he was very, very learned. He had learnt all the old books. And he knew the old scriptures. He was a master of them. And as well as being a master of all the old scriptures, he had specifically camped there because he was told that there will come a time where, as a youngster, in their childhood, the Blessed Habib sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed by here.
Allah. So,
but what people used to do is come and stop next to his monastery and kind of freshen up and have a bit of a rest. But he never came out. One day, as he sees this qafila, this caravan coming, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was on this journey with their uncle Hazrat Abu Talib, and they're traveling along, and suddenly Burhara, who's never come out before, runs out, tears through the caravan, goes to this child, holds the hand, and says, Haza Rahmatan lil Alameen, Haza Sayyidul Alameen, you are the leader of the world, you are a mercy to the world. And the Quraysh, the leaders, are baffled. This is an orphan child who is with us, and yet Burhara, who's never come out of his monastery,
He's running out now
and, you know, saying this. So they say, why are you saying this? And he says, by Allah, no tree did he pass, no stone did he pass, but it prostrated, and that is the sign of the Nabi of Allah. And he checks then the Mohr-e Nubuwwat on the back Mubarak, and he kisses the Mohr-e Nubuwwat as well. And so this is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's childhood. And again, it brings us back to where we started from, ke, you know, badi kismat hamari hai ke ummat mein tumhari hai.
That's how fortunate we are. I think that's, you know, we're coming towards the end of our program, viewers on the channel now. You've been watching Our Role Model. And I think personally, one thing I have learned, especially mashallah from Harun Bhai today, is that we realize how fortunate we are to be on the ummah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I think it's something that we don't value. We don't realize how fortunate we are. We don't realize how fortunate we are that we are born as Muslims. We don't realize how fortunate we are that we have this iman. We don't realize how fortunate we are that we, you know, we try to instill that love in. And I pray that all of us can instill that love of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our hearts. We need to live our whole lives living as true lovers of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by following the sunnah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by following the commands of Allah azza wa jal. Viewers of Madinah Channel, you've been watching our oral model. Keep watching Madinah Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Love of the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.